Let us pray. God of promises kept, we pray for our Church of St. Peter's and for the diocese. We pray particularly for Bishop Joanne, for the Reverend Andrew Wilson, the Reverend Irena Edgecombe, and the Reverend Andy Ryder. We thank you that you've used each of them to help and inspire us and encourage us in our walk. And we pray that we can share their confident faith in the good news of the gospel. In God's grace, you've also provided us with Matthew and Sarah as they minister to us, and for Eckhart as he coordinates the worship. May each be strengthened and blessed, and we are thankful for their many gifts and talents. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. God of purpose, we look upon our fractured world and thank you for so many places where people seek to work together. We hear about God's plan for Abraham and Sarah at a time when both were so old and frail. We pray that our national leaders may bring cohesion and that we can look locally within our community and find a new purpose in our life in St. Peter's. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. God of Lenten reflection, we thank you that our homes are a refuge. We thank you for the health service and the vaccination rollout, and we ask, Lord, that you will strengthen the weary hands of those who work to deliver this. We lift the lonely and vulnerable in prayer and ask that we have opportunities to support and encourage our neighbours. Use this Lent to make us unified in our discussions about the parish profile and direct our path into service. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Healing Lord, we thank you that the pandemic is abating. We pray particularly for those who are ill because of any cause at this time. And we are especially reminded by God as to his purpose for the frail and the elderly. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Resurrection, Lord, we lift before you those known to us who have died, especially our precious sister in Christ, Amanda Davis. May God's light perpetual shine upon her. And may God uphold Michael and the family in love. We also remember those whose anniversary of their death of their loved one falls at this time. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer.